But it's also very difficult for the ABS-CSG Arnold trial, when the IDMC will meet next week and will they recommended to stop the trial, so we don't recruit. We had 1,500 patients in the 2 years of tamoxifen exposure, so we recruited 4,000 patients to this trial in Austria. And we had 1,500 patients in this primary 2 years, and we are not randomizing any more patients. But it's very hard to decide what to do with the patients in the trial, because it is so important to see an overall survival benefit. But of course, when you now switch all the patients from tamoxifen to an estrogen, you never see that. And the final outcome in terms of improvement of overall survival would affect the treatment of all future patients.
So how do you approach it yourself when you see one of your patients who's in the trial who's on tamoxifen? Are you switching most of them?
No. But this is a very tough situation, believe me. This is really, I honestly didn't make up my mind, really.
So do you explain the results at this point to the patient?
Yeah, we have to. Right. We have to. But I cannot really recommend switching as long as we don't have survival benefit data. On the other hand, when a patient develops 6 months later a lung metastasis, and we think you could have prevented that by switching to an estrosol, you have also a poor feeling in your heart, no? This is really a tough situation.
What's your approach been in general to the patient who's not on a study, who's completed 5 years of tamoxifen?
We have another trial, by the way, sending an abstract to ESCO for next year. And we have had our own trial, 5 years exposure to tamoxifen, and then switched to either 3 years of an estrosol or no further treatment. The results are confidential. But we have sent the abstract to the ESCO meeting and hope to present those data. And they are especially important because we had only a 3 years exposure, not the 5 years exposure as the MA17 has. When those MA17 results were published, I explained that to the patient and recommend that they should receive the treatment at least, letrozole, at least 2 or 3 years longer.
How did you deal with the patients who were in the study, though? Same kind of question about whether to continue with the tamoxifen or not?
To continue with the tamoxifen, I would not advise. In the 6A, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, they have all finished five years.
Oh, they're already finished.
No, they have already finished.